I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick, and I am happy to be down in the basement today. It has been raining a lot here in Kansas the past few days, and the rain has stopped, and the temperature is going up, and it is getting muggy as shit, and it is supposed to be 90-some degrees this weekend. In May. The first weekend in May. Fuck me. Anyhow, so it's delightfully cool and pleasant down here in the basement, and I evidently don't know how to say no to coffee. I started drinking coffee, it is 11 a.m. right now. I started drinking it straight up 8 o'clock. So I've been pounding about a cup and a half every hour, which means I'm more than halfway through the pot. And, Jesus. I'm a little twitchy. Went and saw M83 last night at the Granada. It was fantastic. Oh, my God. If I could figure out a way to plug that into the show, I really would. But, not as such. But if you get the chance to go see them, please do. It is a very fantastic show. It is very upbeat. It is very powerful. It is perhaps one of the best live shows I've seen in the past 5 years. They are a fantastic act, and they will blow your mind. One of the few shows where at the end of it, I was like, what do you mean it's over? I want more. Usually I'm kind of happy. Like last night, rocking a sore back and my legs hurt, and it had just been a stellar bit of pain, and I was trying to dull it with beer, and even fucking wasted and sore and tired, I still wanted more. I did not want it to end. That being said, there is a finite amount of songs on this week's podcast, so we may as well get started on them, shall we? We're going to start out with some garage rock and roll country style, and we're going to work our way through to some dance and soul and R&B, and it's going to be a fun journey. We're going to start it off from their single on Sympathy for the Record Industry. This is Sit and Spin with Faster.
Yeah, sit and go slow, drop that down.
with an instrumental version of The Way You Look Tonight, a standard and classic originally done by Fred Astaire. That was The Stool Pigeons. That is the B-side to their I'm the One single on Dionysus Records. Oh, so pretty. So wonderful. Before that, Lydia Loveless did Bad Way to Go. That is from a Record Store Day single. The B-side features a cover of Elvis Costello's Allison that is heartbreaking. And it's just, it's achingly beautiful. That song is off of her Bloodshot Records full-length entitled Indestructible Machine. I do not own it. I really should. It is something to which I eagerly look forward to purchasing, even though it came out, last year. I'm a little behind. Sue me. There's a lot of music. And we started everything off with Sit and Spin doing Faster from their single on Sympathy for the Record Industry. Very, very fine stuff. We're going to get into a little bit more rootsy. It's going to get a little slower, and it's going to get a little more twangy. And we're going to start it off with Lawrence's favorite sons, Drakkar Sahna, from their Pirate Treasure single. This is Son of Serious Injury.
Everybody. Sometimes I get upset when people treat me bad. I don't have time to think, and so I get real mad. I pull my hair and find somewhere that I can be alone. But when I do, I think of you, and then I hurry home. Where I got chores to keep me busy, a clock to keep my time, a pretty girl to love me with the same last name as mine. And when the flowers wilt, a big old quilt to keep us warm. I've got the sun to see your blue eyes, and tonight you're in my arm. Sometimes I get unwound when fancy cars drive past. Money don't get me down, but I can't make it last. I bite my nails, and if that fails, I go get myself stoned. But when I do, I think of you and head myself back home. Where I got chores to keep me busy, a clock to keep my time, a pretty girl to love me with the same last name as mine. And when the flowers wilt, a big old quilt to keep us warm. I've got the sun to see your blue eyes, and tonight you're in my arms. Sometimes I get unwound when fancy cars drive past. Money don't get me down, but I can't make it last. I bite my nails, and if that fails, I go get myself stoned. But when I do, I think of you and head myself back home. Where I got chores to keep me busy, a clock to keep my time, a pretty girl to love me with the same last name as mine. And when the flowers wilt, a big old quilt to keep us warm. I've got the sun to see your blue eyes, and tonight you're in my arms.
International Submarine Band from their album Safe at Home. That was Blue Eyes, featuring the one, the only Graham Parsons. That is an album that did not do very well when it first came out. It sort of disappeared into the woodwork and has slowly but surely gained sort of cult classic status. That track especially. I believe there is an Uncle Tupelo version that will blow your goddamn mind, and I highly suggest tracking that one down. New music from Ten Horn Prayer, that's Stumble. That is from their forthcoming full length, and I eagerly await to hear what the rest of that sounds like, because that track is, it's definitely different than their debut was. It's a little, it's a little less rocking, it's a little more actual straight country bluegrass roots feel to it. Looking forward to seeing what they pull out on the rest of that album. And we started everything off with Drakkar Sanda doing Son of Serious Injury. That's a live version off the Pirate Treasure single that's on Marriage Records. I think you can still pick that up, actually. If not, find it for cheap, cheap, cheap somewhere online. There is so much music that's been coming through my mailbox and into my inbox that it's really difficult to try and decide what to put on this week's podcast. Now, this first track of the next set is a brand new offering from a band that is recorded for Sympathy, just a ton of different estrus, a bunch of different labels, and this is definitely a departure for the band. Definitely not as crazy, garagey as they once were. It's definitely, I keep saying definitely. I do not know why I keep saying that, and I apologize. I think I'm a little too spun out on coffee. But anyhow, this is the Etz. They're the first band to release on a new record label called Limited Fanfare Records. This is the title track to Teeth. Thank you.
see that people all were so easy to play. I'd rather keep my hair down and carry out the rest of my day. Something about the way that people love their harm. I've got an eye for trouble, and that's what keeps me up in arms. You got this thing about you that keeps me on the edge of my seat. 'Cause every time you smile, I can tell you're just showing your teeth. Me to notice, but it sure seems you like that game. Surprises me every time, but really it's just the same. Handle everything and everyone with that velvet glove. But when you take it off, I can see your skin is not enough. Something there about you like an animal ready to feed. Every time you smile, I can tell you're just showing your teeth.
Up at the big sky. Everybody's pushing one another around. Big Sky feels sad when he sees the children scream and cry. But the big sky too big to let it get him down.
Big Sky too big to cry. Big Sky too high to see.
They got problems. They get depressed and they hold their heads in their hands and they cry. People lift up their hands and they look up to the big sky. But the big sky is too big to sympathize. Big sky is too occupied. But we would like to try.
my baby down at the yard. Shiver down to the bone. Kisses, they come to me so cold. Oh my God, my womb might be a thousand years old. This kind of love is so divine.
King Khan and his shrines. That is just fantastic, fantastic stuff. Shivers Down My Spine from Three Hairs and Your Mine on Voodoo Rhythm Records. You can also find that on the Supreme Genius of King Khan and his shrines, sort of the greatest hits collection on Vice Records. Before that, the Kinks did Big Sky from Village Green Preservation Society. If you seek to purchase that on vinyl, might I suggest the Earmark reissue? It's on Super Duty. Heavy, heavy 180-gram vinyl, and it sounds, as you can hear there, stupendous. That is a classic record that I cannot recommend enough. It's experienced a bit of resurgence in the past decade or so, but I still think people don't quite understand what an album that is. Like, everybody at the time was putting out, like, sort of blues rock, and punk rock was just around the corner, and they put out this pastoral, very, very English, definitively English record. And it's beautiful. And every song could be a single. We started everything off with the Etts doing Teeth from their single of the same name on Limited Fanfare Records. That is the first release from that label, with a lot more to come. That record came with, that 7-inch specifically, came with a sampler CD, and I look forward to seeing what else they have to do. We're going to get a little soul, we're going to get a little funky, we're going to start it out with The Clash doing their version of Booker T and the MGs, Time is Tight.
Did you have one?
That's the second of two covers in that set. That is Otis Redding from Otis Blue / Otis Redding Sings Soul with a version of Sam Cooke's Shake. Now, Otis does quite a few covers over the course of his recorded output. He does some James Brown. His version of Papa's Got a Brand New Bag isn't too bad. It's good. It's not James Brown good. The version of My Girl that he does is definitely, I'm not going to say better or worse, I think it is on par with the original. Definitely puts his own spin on the whole thing. Now, in terms of Sam Cooke covers, he does A Change Is Gonna Come, and no, sorry, that belongs to Sam Cooke, but I think he owns Shake there. I think that is probably the definitive version. Man, it just, oh, if you see him do it at Monterey Pop, it will it will only convince you more that that is a song that he takes and turns into his own. Speaking of James Brown, the B-side to the It's a Man's World single, that was Is It Yes or Is It No? A little known little B-side there. Pretty. Very good. It makes me want to explore the world of James Brown B-sides a little bit more. And that first cover, The Clash doing Booker T and the MG's Time is Tight from Black Market Clash. You can find that on CD as part of the Super Black Market Clash collection, or on 10-inch Drastic Plastic out of Omaha reissued that, as well as several other Clash albums over the past couple of years. And man, they do a nice job. They are pricey. But if you happen to have a Urban Outfitters near you, it will most likely end up in the clearance bin, and you'll pick it up for $7 or something, which is about the only time you should really be shopping at Urban Outfitters. That dude who owns that company, I'm not going to get into politics, but I have no problem taking them for everything they have when they have clearance sales. One set left to go. We're going to start it off with a track off a compilation entitled All Night Soul Stomp. This is the Soul Brothers 6 with You Better Check Yourself.
Oh.
Love that song. Off the KTEL compilation, Daffy Dances, and that is The Devells with Bristol Stomp. That's a... yeah, it's a dancer. It's a stomper. It is a full sort of, like, not lesser-known song. I mean, it was a hit in its time and definitely has been comped left and right, and it's not, you know, super obscure or anything, but probably not as well-known as most of the songs on that compilation, like The Twist and things like that. You can get most of those KTEL comps stupid cheap, and all of them are worth owning. This is probably the one that's pretty much most straightforward. It's not like a full-on, like, novelty comp. It's actually, just dance songs, really. Ace Records put out one, a few years ago, called Land of a Thousand Dances that's got all, you know, like, the dance songs, you know. But this is probably cheaper. Before that, the JBs did Give Me Some More from Food for Thought. The JBs, also known as the sort of post Famous Flames backing band for James Brown. That is their sort of solo record, a justified soul classic. And we started everything off with Soul Brother 6 doing You Better Check Yourself from All Night Soul Stomp. And that just about does it for this week's podcast. We'll be back next week with a more punk rock, definitely digging into a lot of the new music that has been showing up in my mailbox. There's a lot of really great stuff coming out this summer, and as bands start to tour, I am sure I will be picking up far more records when I go out. As always, you can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I blog about records and zines and books and all sorts of other tangible ephemera in this digital age of ours. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at NuthousePunks, where I tweet obsessively. Tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast and read the blog. Tell your friends with bands and record labels and zines and books to send me stuff for airplay or review. And until next week, thank you for listening.